Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
Well, our next guest has started an online movement to help abolish modern-day slavery. It's called Loose Change to Loosen Chains. Now, one of the most remarkable things, though, about the founder, Zach Hunter, is the fact that he's just 15 years old. Zach, welcome to Open House.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And welcome to Australia, too.
Yes, it's my first time here.
Yeah, great. Hey, when did you first learn about modern-day slavery, and when did it first impact you that you'd like to do something about it?
I actually learned about it first from my mom, just driving home from school one day. And, you know, I learned that there are more than 27 million slaves in the world, and I felt that I had to do something about it. And so I did.
How old were you then?
I was 12 years old.
You were 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you then go home and knock up a blog site or something, do you? What'd you do?
No. I really wasn't sure what to do, but I knew that by my inaction, you know, if I chose to do nothing, I would basically be condoning slavery worldwide. So, you know, I decided that I had to do something, anything, and I got together with people of different strengths. You know, I'm more of a creative person, so I got together with people who had their feet more firmly planted on the ground, and you know, we started planning and collaborating, and Loose Change to Loosen Chains was sort of spawned from that.
Let's talk about Loose Change to Loosen Chains then. It's actually simply that, collecting loose change?
Right. It's completely student-led because I really strongly believe in my generation. And basically, we just sit in the student's home with cups to collect loose change in, and they bring it back to school, and the loose change goes to one of the five organizations that we support. What's amazing is that, you know, in the states where I come from, there's more than $10.5 billion in loose change just in American households overall.
Well, just sitting around.
So, yeah, just sitting around. And, you know, a lot of the times it might just get, you know, slipped under chairs or whatever, and people may forget about it. But it's $10.5 billion in loose change.
Wow. That is quite something. That's quite a market to go and get, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to direct to a really good purpose as well. Now, you were 12 years old when you started getting these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 years of age, I mean, you could be playing sport,
right.
You could be playing video games, you could be watching DVDs, you could be studying maybe. You could be doing a lot of other things apart from this. I want to know what got you ready, though, to do something like this. I mean, a lot of other 12-year-olds would say, I'm a kid, that's for when I'm a grown-up, I'll do something about it then. Why you, and how did you come to be sensitized to this?
Right. Well, it was God, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't believe that I could be anywhere without God. Mm. You know, people ask me about my religion, and, you know, I always say that I'm a Christian. You know, there are all these opportunities that have been opened up, and I think God has made me especially sensitive to issues pertaining to justice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I try not to shove my faith down people's throats, but it's such an essential part of what I do.
Absolutely. Now, when did you become a Christian? How old were you?
Yeah, I was 4 years old.
Yeah, wow. Early starter, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously you were part of a strong Christian family.
Mm-hmm.
So that nurtured you, and then one day you're sitting in the car talking about the things of life with your mum, and she talks about slavery, and you go, right, okay, I found my cause.
You know, it was because she was working for an abolitionist organization at the time, and I had heard her, you know, having some phone conversations about, you know, stuff I'd never heard about before. It was about slavery, but she was talking about it as if it still existed, and I didn't know at the time that slavery was still so prevalent.
How many cups have gone out, and how much change have you brought in so far?
Yeah, that's really hard to calculate because the change doesn't come to me, and because the campaign has spread so far. We encourage them to send all the loose change to the organization specifically. But I'll just tell you, at my small Christian school in America, we raised about $10,000 in loose change in 4 weeks.
Wow.
So,
okay.
It's pretty good.
Fantastic. Now, there'll be some listening who's saying, hang on a sec, can we really be sure that these guys are actually sending the money along to the organizations? What proof do you have, if the money isn't going directly to you, what proof do you have that this is actually going to the organizations you support?
Yeah, because they can keep records of where the money comes directly from, and a lot of the times people write the checks. You know, they get the loose change turned into paper money, and then you know, cash it as a check or something. So oftentimes they're asked to state, you know, where it's from or, you know, what cause they want it to go to. Mm-hmm. And it would be from loose chains to loosened chains. But the reason why we don't, you know, the reason why I don't have the money come to me is because I don't want people saying, you know, what do you do with the money? I want it to go directly to the cause.
Yeah. And is this in some way still worked through your mum's organization?
She's not working for them anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, I do raise money for them.
All right. Well, you're 15 years old and you've also written a book called Be the Change.
Yes.
Most people write their books a little bit later on in life. Were you a bit of an English major or something? You did pretty well in English?
I've gotten A's and B's, you know, in English.
Yeah.
You know, I'm average to above average in English, but, you know, I just had a really great opportunity. Had some friends that sort of got me in with this publishing house, and, you know, it was a great experience, but I had to write the book in about 4 weeks, I think.
Whoa.
So that was a little bit, yeah. But what's great about the publisher that I've been working with is that they give 10% of their profits to abolitionist organizations, as do I.
Okay.
It was great that they decided to do that.
Zach, you're 15 years old, and you've already done something that I think a lot of 30-year-olds would be pretty keen to do. Any idea of where your life is heading? I mean, what's the grand dream?
I'd like whatever I do, you know, whatever my career is, to benefit, you know, the cause of abolition in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'll go around, you know, speaking and writing books for the rest of my life. You know, that'd be okay, whatever God would have me do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just looking forward to see what happens next.
Hey, Zach, great talking to you, hey, and all the best with your work.
Great to talk to you too. Thank you.
Yeah, good on you. That is modern-day slave abolitionist Zach Hunter, 15 years old, and started this organization called Loose Change to Loosen Chains.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.